Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Nobody Panic, a podcast where we help you out. I'm Stevie.
And I am Tessa. And today's episode is, Stevie, I think we should break up.
No, that is not acceptable because we are not face to face. One of my tips for this podcast.
Oh, of course, you're right. What was I thinking? I renege on my previous offer and think we should remain together.
You call that an offer? Breaking up with someone? Absolute state of that. So there's a little role play, a little something,
sort of bringing it to life, hoping that you can sort of imagine the emotions people might be going through in the moment. This episode is how to break up with someone. And it was sent in to us anonymously, of course. And it says, massive question, how do you break up with someone? I don't know how to for two reasons. One, mentally getting myself to realize that it's what I need to do for my own sanity and happiness. And two, actually telling my partner it's over. And two, please keep me anonymous if you do this spicy episode. Spicy indeed.
But also a little bit saucy for the dads. Do you know what I mean? Yes. I'm very surprised we haven't done this before, but
no.
We haven't.
No, it's very exciting. And I think the splitting it into two parts is exactly what's needed. That it comes in one and two, this, isn't it? Breaking up.
It really does. It's the old one, two, and then you've broken up with someone.
The old classic double shuffle, and that's you out of the relationship.
That's life. Before we do that, because I think if we even begin talking about that now, we will just never stop. Mm. Let's do the thing that we do at the start of most podcast episodes, which is where we say our adult thing of the week to make ourselves feel good about ourselves.
My adult thing is that the sun has started shining. And I've been trying to dress myself basically in a whole outfit.
Okay.
I'm trying to be a new person out of lockdown, mostly a stylish person. And I think you're like, oh, these are great trousers. But then you put them on, you're like, okay, now what? And it turns out it's like, you got to do the whole thing. Like there's so much involved, which is why I like to wear like a very long dress. Or like dungarees, because then you're like, that's it, top and bottom, tick, done. We're ready to rumble. Anyway, so I've been trying to dress more stylishly. I was like, oh, I'll wear these shoes. Thought, whoa, 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 these shoes haven't been out of the house in a year. Preemptively really put some blister plasters on. Really and then good. Had to return to the house very soon after I left to get put different shoes on. But I did think, I was very impressed with myself with my preempt. I was thinking, I bet these are gonna hurt. I've been wearing nothing but trainers.
Nothing better than being like, oh my god, my shoes are starting to rub. I've got a plaster in my bag. Like, it's the best.
Moi. And for you, madam?
So we're getting a dog. Going to get a puppy. So I'll just say it now. I didn't intend to get one of those designery dog types, but it's just that it was an actual happy accident. It's absolutely terrified. I made the stupid mistake of putting on Twitter, like, has anyone got any tips of getting a puppy? It just got absolutely inundated with like abuse. So that was good. But the adult thing, I suppose, is getting a dog, isn't it? That's an adult thing. And that's quite straightforward.
Well done. Well done. Thank you. And I think it's a delicate subject, isn't it? People care very passionately about,
of course,
about things, and absolutely as they should. But I think there is also that passion can sometimes stray over into bullying people online because you know, I don't think anybody knows anybody's total situation ever. And for that reason, Stevie, I'm going to break up with you.
Oh, you know what?
Mwah. Look
fair
at my
enough.
Segues.
Fair enough that you did that, said no one ever when they're being broken up with. The first rule of breaking up is that, unfortunately, of course, the other person will not like it. And that's something that will, you can't ever control other people's responses. You can only control your own behaviors. And if that is, if it's something that you need to do, that is enough. Don't ever not do something because you're scared that it's going to upset the other person. Ever. Only do things, you can only do things for yourself in this situation.
Yes. I think there's only you, and you have to live this life for forever, for your entire time with yourself. And so I think you do have to just make choices for you. And there is, if you're in a relationship and you would like to get out, there is no good way out of this. There is only some better ways out of it. But there is no like, this is it. This is the gold A standard. No one got hurt. Like, people are going to get hurt, including you. It's going to be tough. There are just, what we can advise you on is doing it the best way possible. But I think before we even get into the best way possible, let's address number one on the anonymous question. How can I reconcile and make peace that this is something I need to do?
I believe numerous things about this. One is that you literally can never convince somebody to break up with someone. It has to come from themselves. So like, I've been in situations where very clearly should have broken up with someone and was like, yes, I will listen to your advice and continue for 3 years. And I have friends as well who have been in situations where the alternative, like, so the breaking up is a terrible thing to think of because it just, they don't want to hurt the other person. They also don't want to be single. The thing is if you are, and I feel you might disagree, and if you disagree, that's absolutely fine. Cause I don't think there's, again, any hard and fast rules with how to know you should break up with someone. I do feel like if you are consistently thinking about breaking up with somebody, you've already got your answer. You just don't want to do it for very fair reasons, because it's a horrible thing to do and it's very scary to do. And also it's very scary to put yourself in a position of being single. However, I think, you do already have that answer, and it becomes then, okay, short-term pain, long-term gain, because nobody is going to end up happy if you just go, okay, well, I'll just won't do it then because I'm scared. I think if you've, I do not presume to know this anonymous person who is written in circumstances. And also, it's always possible that, you know, you can have doubts. Doubts, I think you've got to separate normal, healthy, doubts. Always, because, you know, relationships, the longer they go on, the more long-term they are. You've got, you know, there'll be compromises that are made. There are things you're like, am I still cool with this? I'm still cool with this. Are we still enjoying, is this just a bad patch, or has this been going on for too long and am I genuinely unhappy? Lots of like very complex things to be checking in on all the time. There's a difference between that and like, I do want to break up with this person. Should I break up with this person? Should I break up with this person? If you're asking yourself that a lot, I think you've got to, it's like when we talk about tarot cards, it's not about the answers, it's about the questions you're asking.
100%. I did an online, I don't know, one online comedy show, and I read people, I didn't have any material, so I said, let's do a tarot reading. Can it work on a mass scale for multiple people? No. Does it work on the computer? No. However, bit of fun. And I said, message me a question secretly. Some of them were, how do I get rid of mice in my house? Some of them were quite fun. 18 of them were, my wedding has been cancelled in the pandemic. Is this a sign that I should not get married? I was like, yeah.
Like, if you're asking me that.
And I also, to this anonymous writer in, the answer is that you took the time to write in to us, to our, like, you know the answer. It's yes, this is the end of this relationship. You writing in to ask the tarot cards if you should, it means you're either absolutely desperate for me to turn over like the lovers or something and to say like, no, this is a perfect relationship, in which case you're like, okay, something has made my doubts go away, or for me to be like, yes, you're free, go, you know, like, you know that you've, somebody was describing a relationship as like, basically like the fundamentals of Christianity, which are based on like doubt.
The Lord.
Like, that's the Lord. Mostly the Lord. The Lord and the love for Jesus Christ. But second to that is inherently like doubt. Like, doubt is absolutely wrapped up in faith, in the same way that doubt is absolutely wrapped up in your relationship. Like, even if you're with someone that you love to pieces and you have such a wonderful time, there will always be moments when you'll be like, is this the perfect person?
Do I want
person?
This?
Is it this though? Like, you will always be like, oh God, but like, you know, you make choices in life, and there will never be one where you're like, oh yeah, there's doubt for everyone in everything. And then she was describing that, like, that, so that's, accept that the doubt will be there. But when you tip over into being an atheist and just being like, oh, there's not doubt, I know this is, like, that's the point. You have to be like, okay, and now we have to call it quits.
To just roll with this analogy, just like, I imagine it's difficult to live without the Lord's light when you've lived with the Lord's light for so long. It's very difficult to, and it should never be, what's the word, underestimated how hard it is to think about yourself as being a single person when you have not, when you've been in a long-term relationship. I know people who've bought houses with people and they're still there who should not be doing that, because before they did it, they wanted to break up with the person. The further you go, the more you become linked and the more difficult it is to extract yourself, the harder the task becomes, because then it's like, well, now they are like financially bound. But also the longer, just by years, just by like the history that you will have together, it becomes harder and harder to see yourself in a different way. If you listen to all of this and you go and you understand that and you know that and you still go, I just can't, I get that, but just know that that's what you should be doing. Like,
yeah,
and sit with that and sit with that for as long as it needs. Because yeah, I was in a very similar situation for years. No, maybe there was like a full calendar year where I knew, like I absolutely knew I had to, but just didn't. Because there are good times and you go like, oh, but that was a good night. And you're like, yeah, but does that balance out all the rest of it? And I waited and waited until something happened that I just couldn't ignore. And I was basically, and it sounds terrible, I was waiting for something awful to happen so that I would be like, oh, you have done this, I have no choice but to. Or I have fallen in love with this person, so I have no choice but to. And that doesn't actually happen. You have to break up with a person. It doesn't, even if that does happen, you still have to break up with the person. And then actually it's much worse, because then you're both hurt now on top of the fact that you're breaking up because someone's done something. And also you know that you've waited for them to do something, you know, irreconcilable.
Or at the other end of the scale, they're perfectly nice and loving. That's the hardest. You've just fallen out of love with somebody, or you just know that there isn't a future, or there's some, you know, whatever is going on. And those times you're equally waiting for, like, maybe they'll realize and they'll break up with me. Or
It's also awful because you don't even have that thing of like, oh, well, you've treated me like shit, so at least there's an element of you that's like, when I break up with you, you're gonna lose your mind, and that's good. You just don't want to hurt the other person. And also on paper you're great, so why would you then ruin something that everyone will go, what, but you guys are perfect? What? They're just as dangerous, because then they're the ones that you end up like going, oh, hang on, I'm now married. Oh shit.
You got to ask yourself, oh, here's a nice thing that a very sort of Oprah Winfrey-y, but it was like, are you compromising preferences, or are you compromising values? And I think, because everyone's always like, oh, you know, we're trying to make it work and we're doing this. It's like, yeah, but has it got to a point where you are fundamentally different about something? And like, what is secretly in your, what's in your heart of hearts? And then if you ask yourself, like, if you could sort of magic this relationship away, if you could like not hurt them, you could just sort of erase you from their memory, or you could do some sort of,
and you knew you were going to have a great time afterwards, like you knew you were going to, you know, find somebody else or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I hadn't even thought about that. For me, it was all just like, if you could not hurt them and you could just let this end, would you? And then, yeah, exactly. If you knew there was something, oh my God, it's exactly that. If you knew there was something great coming up. And that's the thing, like, the doubt is everywhere, it's going to be in everything. But I think once the seed of being like, I don't think this relationship is right, has started in your stomach, it is going to grow into a tree, and it's going to tear you apart. So you've got to be like, look, the seed's here, there's nothing I can do about it, I gotta.
But it is really hard. And so yeah, we should move on to like the actual breaking up.
Let's get in there. I want to give people the confidence. If your fear is like, I can't bear to be single, be like, I just had a little quick check here of what the current world population is. It's 7.9 billion. Like, there are other people out there, but also like there's a better you out there. You know, it's not just about like, oh, you'll find someone else who loves you, which you 100% will by the sheer like law of averages, you will. But also like, doesn't matter if someone doesn't love you, like you'll just make these things for you to be a better person, not just this like, oh, there's better love out there. There's like, there's so much good stuff for you out there.
You can't be the best person you can be with the wrong person. Like, you literally actually, you're unable to do it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right. You've done the soul searching. You've looked inside. You know this is coming. You know this is the best thing, crucially, for both of you. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do it. Okay, Stevie, where are we going?
We're going to a location that is acceptable. So, for example, locations that aren't acceptable, a theme park, a canoe, outside on the street, your favourite pub. After a night out, when you've decided, fuck it, let's go for it.
A house party.
A house party. Someone else's wedding.
Someone else's wedding.
Basically, you have to, regardless, and this is easier when it's somebody that you care about, but it's just not working. Quite difficult for some when it's somebody who's really hurt you, or it's a very difficult, dramatic, toxic relationship. But you basically have to give the end of the relationship the respect, that as much respect as you possibly can, to minimize the other person's kind of like, how dare you? You did it. What, you did it now? You did it here? So
yeah, that
it could be in your own, like if you live together, it can be in your own flat. It can be in somewhere that won't make the other person feel uncomfortable for getting upset. But also, if you're frightened of them becoming angry, doing it somewhere that is a public place is probably better. So a cafe or something like that, in the day and face to face.
I think it's always, basically, rule of thumb is just in their house, like in their space.
Yeah.
If it's in your space, I know
you have to tell them to leave.
They have to physically walk out the door, and for loads of reasons, like, that's so tough. Like, and also if you've done it, you can then physically walk away from this situation.
Yes.
So do it in their house, or like if you've gone on a long walk, or basically like you want to be just like the most neutral ground, like not near anyone. If they start crying, you either be like on a hilltop somewhere so like they can just cry out and walk around, or you know, it needs to be basically no one needs to be watching the crying, basically.
It's either in their house or a hilltop. That's
it.
There's no other.
Those are it. And that's locations. All I'm giving you. If you live together in your house, because you know, and then you need to have a plan for where you're like, and now I'm going away. Now
you need to give them some time.
You plan through your 24 hours of like, imagine this is going to go extremely badly. Where's your stuff? Where are you going to go from here? Don't do it in a sort of
look after them. Have a nice friend to go to, or go stay with your parents, or go somewhere that makes you feel comfortable, rather than just like I'm a piece of shit for doing this. Like, that's the thing throughout, is that you're not a piece of shit for doing this. You are doing the brave thing that lots of people never do because they can't. So you're being very, very strong here, and you are doing the right thing. By definition, if you are breaking up with someone because you want to break up with them, that is the right thing to do, regardless of whether the other person thinks it's the right thing to do, whether your mum thinks it's the right thing to do, whatever, you're doing it for you. I would like to put the caveat in, as if you were in a long distance relationship, and for example, maybe that's the reason it's not working, and actually the next time you're seeing them is in like 7 months' time, don't waste anyone's time here. You don't have to wait until you next see them if it's going to be a long time, because that's unfair and can be really draining and difficult trying to pretend that you still want to be in a relationship when you don't. And they deserve to know, I guess. So that is the only time.
House, hilltop, Skype, if you're in very separate places. Ideally, if it's going to be the Skype one, or in fact, for any of them, do be aware of like what their schedule is of like the next couple of hours.
I just thought of something else though. Or don't do what I'd once did, which is to say like, hey, can we go, to basically phrase, hey, can we go for coffee? I think we need to talk, because immediately they will be like, they're going to break up with me. And then they will call you and force you to break up with them over the phone.
You owe this relationship to take them to the hill or to their house or on Skype, and then to look them in the eye and say, I think we should break up. Full stop, pause, no more, silence. Let the statement sit there.
You can explain why, sure, but that should be your starting point. And I think that's when a lot of people struggle. However, if you are unable to come out straight with that, I would say it is okay in these instances, these very emotional instances, to struggle to kind of get, as long as you say it though, and you don't do again what I have been known to do, which is sort of be so like worried about saying it that you use so many euphemisms that the person literally doesn't know what you're talking about. And then you have to be like, oh, sorry. Oh, no, I mean, we need to break up. And then they're devastated. And then they're like, why didn't you just say that? You've been talking for 25 minutes about, I think, London Zoo.
Yeah, no sort of like, I feel like we are two ships bound together on the sea. But one ship has got their anchor caught in a crab. And for me, that, not you, just say it. Just rip the Band-Aid off, like that you can do all your ship analogy work afterwards, but the first bit has got to be just like, here, done, it's out.
You can move on immediately to saying, you know, like, I've been feeling like this. And I think it's really important to say like, I've been feeling like this, rather than, the crucial thing here is to not like list every single thing that has ever bothered you, because what you're doing here is, and what you want to be doing here is, you want to give them some good reasons without like absolutely character assassinating the other person. Again, if they have treated you poorly, that's
character assassinate.
Recently, I've been feeling like you've cheated on me. They have.
If it's just like love is gone, be like, I feel like, and do not, and here again, clean, clear, crisp, do not namby-pamby into it of like, I just feel like the distance isn't working, or, oh God, I have attempted to break up with somebody. We don't even on one date. I wanted out. And I said, oh my God, this is like surfacing out of the depth of my soul. I said I was moving to Canada.
Right, that's don't do that. Because then you've got a life of looking over your shoulder ahead of you.
Oh my God, I can't believe I did that. I was at school, I didn't know how to do anything. I was an idiot.
You went to the same school as them.
No.
Oh, right. And you're there the next day like... Hello, I guess.
I went to Canada. No. They went to the school. And I didn't have the bravery to be like, I don't like you. And I don't think this is working. And also, I'm really sorry that I came on very strong. And now I'm not. I'm a child. I don't know, but don't
that's
lie.
That's the hurtful thing. As a child, you've like completely got what is actually never goes away, even when you're an adult. Of what you are saying to the other person is, I came on very strong at the start and I don't like you anymore. That's what I would prefer to spend time with on my own than to spend time with you.
Yeah.
That is what they will hear. That's often not what you, especially if it's a you know, you feel you care about them, that isn't what you feel. You actually might genuinely wish that you could be friends, but they won't be able to. So at least not for a long time. And in a real sense, there's always that kind of like, we'll be friends. And you're like, oh, you are still in love with me.
You can say, but yeah, you'll say that anyway, even if we tell you not to, like you will say, we can be friends. I really value your friendship, which is true. And you do want to be friends with them, but like, it won't be a true friendship. It might be, you can give it a go at the start. And then, listen, anyway, I was going to say, and then you'll sleep with each other and that'll be the end. Friendship. That's not,
or it can be the other way around and you're not friends, and then hope maybe in years to come it's very difficult though. And that's, but the another nice thing is to kind of incorporate their feelings into this by just sort of saying like, how do you feel about this? Have you noticed those things as well? How do you feel? So they don't feel like so uninvolved in this decision, even though by definition they are uninvolved in this decision, because whatever they say, you have to stick to your guns. Do not go back on your decision, because you have done it, and look at how much it took to do this. You have made the right decision. You wouldn't have started this conversation if you hadn't. So listen to their feelings. Their feelings might be you're a bitch, and then they storm out. That your feelings might be just like, no, what, no, take me back. Their feelings could be a whole spectrum of things, but you can comfort, you can offer clarification on things. Then there will come a point, and it's very clear when this point comes, where you are going around in circles because one of you does not want to go out with the other one, and the other person does, and that is where you will have to walk away, and that will be very, very difficult. But that's very crucial, that point to be like, you know, like, I care about you and I'm so sorry that you're upset, but I think it's best for both of us if I give you some time to process this. That gives them sort of the power and them the space to consider what they are going to do now as well.
Give them clear, truthful, but as nicely phrased things as you can. If it's just, we've fallen out of love, or I want a different life to you, or and do not, even though the instinct will be to like blame a different thing, it's neither of yours, just control, like, you know, there's, you haven't got any money, or the, you live long distance or anything, then they will say, well, I'll move closer to you, I'll do this, these are the things I will do to solve the thing that you've said is the problem. So don't lie, don't make up a different reason and hope that they'll sort of see through it. Like, you've got to tell them the truth about what it is that is causing you to break up, even if it's just nothing more than just like, you don't love each other in the same way anymore, and be clear to be like, and this is my decision, and like, this is what's happening now, and you, so therefore they aren't trapped in this like, okay, well, this is what I'll do to, this is what we can do, if you've said it's this problem, here are my problems to fix it. There's nothing you can really do about, we don't love each other anymore, or I want a different lifestyle to you, or you want kids and I don't, or any of those sort of things, except that it will probably be a disaster, and it will all, you know, but you aimed for that.
Yeah, it'll come out wrong.
It'll all come out wrong. It will, you know, no one's going to say like, oh, wow, look how eloquent I was in the moment. Like, it will all come out wrong, but at least you clarified what the truth was for yourself. And then it's like, after you've gone around the houses a few times, and that might take minutes or days or however much crying it's going to take, you say, and now I am leaving this space. You know, I'm walking away. And this is when you can then leave their house, or leave your shared house, or walk them off the hilltop, or wherever you know, are going through this, and be like, I am leaving this thing now. And then it's like, and now we can begin the very slow and very prolonged healing process. But you cannot begin that if you don't walk away from them.
Walk away to somebody who is your most like empowering, helpful friend, who's already shown that they support the decision that you're making. Don't go straight to you know that parent that thinks it's the wrong idea. Like, go to somebody that was going to lift you up, and you can talk through stuff, and they won't tell you to shut up. Or like, I think as well, that's very important that you said there about to have the reasons, the specific reasons in your head, because actually quite a lot of the time you can be like, it's just not right, and it doesn't feel right. That is enough of a reason, but it is helpful for you just as much as them to also just have a couple of other, like a couple of examples as to why it's not right, and to drill down further, just so that you have it in your head, so that your resolve doesn't waver, because it's very easy for when you're very vague, which is still, but it's still a reason. If it doesn't feel right, it doesn't feel right, and that is a reason to break up with someone. But I'm just thinking, for when they are upset, when you are like that week afterwards, where you're like, oh, this is actually really messy, and like, I'm gonna have to move out, or all of whatever, to have those things to remind yourself, it's for this reason and this reason and this reason. I had that sometimes also when I've been broken up with, that has been helpful as well, to just write down reasons why this relationship was not perfect, reasons why actually this was maybe a good idea. When you're breaking up with someone, that's obviously a lot easier to do than when you've been broken up with. But when you've been broken up with, there's often things like, I had shit hair, or whatever. But yeah, do that the other way as well, because you have to look after yourself just as much as like the other person, and be aware that they may get in contact with you. They will, like, you know, maybe want to call you, or they'll call you when they're out, and it's absolutely fine to take their calls to a point. It's absolutely fine to talk to them to a point. And then there does have to be a point when you, if you feel that you are being adversely affected by it, that you have to gently tell them to stop. You have to gently break this off, and you have to gently tell them that maybe it's time that, you know, for example, that unfollowing on social media and all of that stuff, it is kinder. And it's, it depends on what the relationship was like, whether you do this or not. It's kind of to say, look, I'm just going to like unlink us from social media, because obviously that'll be easier for both of us, rather than just doing it. However, if they've been a dick, just do it.
Yeah. If you are currently going through this, I don't envy you at all. But it is such a brave, brave thing to do. And not
a necessary thing.
Unnecessary. And like, you know, it's so rare the relationship is so completely one-sided that the other person truly thought it was absolutely perfect. And, you know, unless it's like, the times when that is the case is often like, they're having an affair and have been for years, or have a second family, or all of this sort of stuff. In which case, that was what you needed to have broken up with them years ago before you started your second family, for God's sake. Unless there's like deceit on some level. It's very rare that one party thought it was amazing and one party thought it was bad. But it's the shock of the breakup obviously often outweighs everything else, rather than the clarity of being like, you know what, we will be better off without each other. The shock of it will be so sort of upsetting. But often they will be like, yeah, this was the right thing to do. But it doesn't matter if it was the right thing for them. It's the right thing for you. And you cannot live your life as the supporting character in someone else's film. You have to be like, this is my journey and this is what I need, and I need to do, and I need to do this, and then just do it in the most respectful, kindest, best way you possibly can, while accepting it will be shit.
It will be.
Yeah.
God, but also just absolutely best wishes to you, anonymous person, and anyone listening, and anyone that messaged into your show saying, is this a sign that my marriage, that we shouldn't get married? Like, you've got to ask yourself, why am I asking that question? And also, like, look how short your time is here. So fill it with good stuff. Like, there's really no point in spending time with people that you're not sure about, there's a problem with, like, you've just got to curate your life in a nice way.
You have, as the poem says, one wild and precious life. Do not spend it in a half love.
Oh my God, that was powerful. Half love?
Yeah. Oh, it looks like love, and it's content and it's kind and it's nice, but it's half. Like,
it's not real.
It's not real. And not to say that there's someone amazing out there for you, brackets, I suspect there is, but to say like there's an amazing version of you out there, you know, and you can't find them if you're in a relationship that you doubt. And we don't want to freak anybody out who's having like a tiny doubt about like how your partner like washes the dishes, and you're like, well, the podcast says, and now I have to find my better self. You're like, relationships are inherent with doubt, but once it has, you'll know the point at which it has tipped over. And you know, and if you think like, do I know? Like the moment when you're asking, like, is it this? Is this the sign? Yeah, you're in it. You're experiencing it. Like this is it. It's not great, but you're going to do an amazing thing for both of you, as long as you do this in the nicest way possible. Hilltop, house, Skype.
Yes, it's good stuff. It's good life lessons that are very hard, but very
so hard.
Useful, and in the end, good things, good skills to have. I hope that helps, anonymous reader and any listener and anyone else that is listening who is in a similar situation. Take this week, have a reflect, have a think, know that you can change anything, and it will be for the better, because it's a decision that you've made to take control of your life more, and that is always a positive decision. Always. We are with you. We have done it. We can safely say that we do not regret doing those things.
I also don't regret being broken up with, and that is my truth.
I don't either. Thank God.
It was a dreadful experience at the time, but I don't regret it for a second. They truly did a brave thing, and they got us both out of something bad, you know?
I'm exactly the same. That's a really great point. I don't regret being broken up with either. I did at the time, massively, but I don't now.
Wildly regret it at the time. But
violent regret.
But in retrospect, we both got to be better people because of it without each other. That's the truth.
If you have any other suggestions for podcast episodes that you'd like us to tackle, please do email us. What's the email, Tessa?
At Nobody Panic.
You always say at the start.
Nobody Panic Podcast at gmail.com or our Twitter is at Nobody Panic Pod. Or me, I'm at Tessa Coates. Or she is at Stevie M, but the S is a five.
Look, she's on it. It's just that first syllable that she just panics. Yeah, just have a nice week. Be kind to yourself and hope everybody's okay. And we'll see you next week for more of this, sort our lives. More of this, to be honest.
Absolutely. Exactly the same stuff. Absolutely this again.
Okay. Oh, we love it. Okay. Bye.
Bye bye. See you next week.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.